In Pakistan, radical clerics have unleashed religious passions, passions that have led to the killings of a governor and the only Christian minister in the cabinet. Those murders have quieted secular voices and jeopardized free speech. From politicians to artists, people are feeling threatened. NPR's Julie McCarthy sat down with two popular female musicians in Lahore who provide some surprising insights into making music in a time of extremism.
Zaib Bangash singing and Hania Aslam on the guitar. They have won critical acclaim in a country where female musicians face challenges simply because they're women. Their origins have also helped make them unique. They are Pashtuns from the heart of the Northwest frontier, where women pursuing careers in entertainment cuts against the grain of the conservative culture. The two cousins are now making their second album.
Beautiful. What's the name of that?
Well, the working title is The Happy Song.
Good working title. Yeah. The Happy Song. We're in a not so happy time right now in Pakistan. Is it relevant to the unhappiness here at the moment?
It is relevant for myself and Zaib. I mean, this is the world we're living in. This is the situation that we're surrounded by, and you know, we're responding in some way or the other. This song, we just wanted it to be a lovely, pleasant song that, you know, that makes you smile and makes you feel good.
Zaib Bangash puts it this way.
Despite everything, I mean, there are beautiful things happening in this country. There are moments of happiness, and this happiness is it's all around. So we thought maybe it'd be nice to actually bring that together into a song.
Their repertoire is as melodious as it is versatile. Zaib and Hania performed Tuesday night at a U.S. Embassy event in Islamabad, vying for the chance to tour the United States, part of a State Department cultural exchange. The U.S. is spending tens of millions on public diplomacy here. There is alarm from Islamabad to Washington that tolerance for secular life in Pakistan is fast retreating, as shown by the high-profile murders of the governor of the Punjab in January and the minority affairs minister in March. The space for artistic expression is narrowing. Back in Lahore, Zaib Bangash says the obligation for artists like her is to keep reclaiming the space. For her part, Hania rejects being called secular.
Well, I don't see myself as secular, really. I mean, these labels, I mean, I don't see myself as religious or secular. I mean, I think we all inhabit a space which really straddles both of them. I mean, I don't think anyone here is entirely this or that or the other. Yeah, personally, I want there to be peace so that everyone can do exactly what they want to do, just like we're doing.
You want there to be peace. There isn't peace.
There isn't peace, no.
In fact, the outlook looks even more violent.
Mm-hmm.
Does your work reflect that?
I mean, the more violence that starts taking place outside, the more sort of serene and calm our music begins to get. I think because it's a way of creating an alternate universe, right? You create work that would reflect a world that you want to be in, perhaps, rather than the world that you are in.
The two went abroad for school, Zaib to Mount Holyoke, Hania to Smith College. The 32-year-old cousins are of a generation of Pakistanis that connect with many worlds. Their musical roots lie in a city where cultures have collided and merged over a millennium, Peshawar, a portal to Central Asia. Zaib says the intricacy of their culture gets lost in today's projection of Pakistan as the most dangerous place in the world. She rejects the perception of a Pakistan mired in backwardness and conflict. Zaib says it's a misperception that many Americans hold and says that makes it difficult to engage with Americans.
Because they have their own idea, and then I think what's also happening is that the religion has come under attack. And that is not something that we are completely comfortable with, because no matter how progressive we might be, I mean, we do come from, we have roots which are Islamic, and we believe in those. I mean, you know, or at least a large part of us do.
You don't have the good Pakistanis and the bad, evil Pakistanis divided in half and one wears black and one wears white. It's just not that simple.
Are you optimistic about what lies ahead here?
I mean, I have to be. Yes, I absolutely am. I mean,
but is that sort of willful optimism?
It is, definitely. It's something I've worked at for about 3 years now, and I've succeeded. It's getting better. It will absolutely get better.
They live in a comfortable home in a leafy neighborhood of Lahore, with Zeb's mother and father, a retired general. Despite all the turmoil in their country, the two have no interest in living anywhere but Pakistan, exploring their vast musical heritage. As Hania tunes her guitar, Zabe says they've recently discovered that one of their hit songs was not the folk song they thought it was when they sang it as children. It was written by the composer of the court of the Afghan king, Zahir Shah, 40 years ago. It's in Dari, a Persian dialect.
I'd like it if you could play us out.
Yes, it's called Pemona, Pemona Bede.
And that translates to mean?
Bring the chalice.
Bring the chalice and let me be intoxicated.
Okay, here we go.
Pemona bede ki khumorastam, pemona bede ki khumorastam, manoshuke chashme maste orastam.
Hania Aslam and Zabe Bangash, fitting comfortably into the rich mosaic of Pakistan's musical tradition and interpreting it in a new turbulent time. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Me mona.